talked about. So easy. You gotta put it in
perspective. All right. Enough with the formalities. I think we all know what time it is. Let's hustle!
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Mike Jack
A trying to take the microphone. Mike Jack A. Bitch, I'm a cow. Bitch, I'm a cow. I'm not a cat. I don't say meow. Bitch, I'm a cow. Bitch, I'm a cow. Bitch, I'm a cow. Bitch, I'm a cow. I go moo. Moo.
And you know, you gotta smile. And if you don't smile, they'll say he was terrible. He couldn't take it. And if you do smile, they'll say, what was he smiling about? You know, there's no way.
I was just trying to make it sound like I didn't have a mouthful of nuts.
What? I'm going to need
just
that
nuts.
Pink chip.
Just eating some nuts.
Please mark Kevin's mouthful of nuts.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Sorry, I got to swallow.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over.
Way to go, Kevin. Fix your life.
Roll another one.
This is why you fail.
Just like the other one.
Do you think she has a vagina?
This one seems to be about to quit.
Sounds hot. Sign me up.
And I need another hit.
It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine.
Let's show.
It's our time
Let's
to shine.
Let's show.
I have no idea what that means.
Roll another one.
Lick my eye.
Just like the other one.
I think you're a dangerous sociopath.
This one seems to be about
You're the genius that keeps you guys locked in a solid fifth place in the ratings.
Okay, somebody owes someone money.
Just pass it around.
This penis sure is scrumptious.
And the bogart that joined, my friend.
This was a success.
Well, just pass it on down.
And now.
Hey, y'all, I just made it into the avocado hand club. Two stitches. Who's with me? Avocado Hand Club.
Our feature presentation.
Our white listeners are delightful, aren't they?
How do you know she's white?
Well, we've discussed that the avocado injuries are clearly white people.
Oh, I forgot. Yeah, she's totally white.
Hey, you guys, welcome into yet another all-new Kevin and Bean Show. This time it's for a Fri-yay.
Friday.
Day.
Fri-yay.
Day.
You know what?
No.
You know what?
No.
Nope. Yeah.
Nope.
Two on two. It's Fri-yay, guys.
No, yeah! No. It's not 2-on-2.
I'm with you, Bean.
Kevin, it's anyone that's not freaking 10.
Finally, the voice of reason steps into the studio. Thank you, Judson Carp.
Oh, no worries. I feel like I had to take a side.
Because Friday's, look, what do I say, Allie? Friday is great. Fri-yay is even better. It's the cherry on the banana split.
That was originally, if I know right, that was a Maya Angelou quote.
I think you're right.
Originally.
I think it was, yes.
Yeah.
Or Nelson Mandela, one of them. I can't remember.
But I can't remember either.
It definitely goes back to, and anyone who disagrees with Fri-yay is clearly sexist or racist.
Yeah.
There's no question about that.
We'll go through your tweets.
So welcome back, guys. It is the weekend, finally. Before I talk about the thing, I wanted to read an email that is now impossible to find. Hang on.
Fri-yay.
Is it from Mark Wahlberg?
No. Why? Did you hear from him?
No, it's just I listened back and I realized Mark Wahlberg might not think I'm funny.
Oh, he did not.
No, because his movie's Mile 22, and I asked him that if I have to see Mile 21 to understand Mile 22, and then he just answered me earnestly.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And then I asked if it's the same cinematic universe as 8 Mile.
Yeah.
Right.
And then he again answered me earnestly.
Right.
I think he was taking you seriously, he didn't think you were funny. You're right.
Yes.
He thought you were dumb.
Yes.
And he didn't want to embarrass you.
These are all things I figured out last night while listening back. Uh-huh. I'm proud of myself to an extent because I don't think I'm the kind of guy who probably would be in a room and having a great time with Mark Wahlberg based on his entourage work.
Okay. Right.
But I will say, I thought maybe I'd have more in common with Marky Mark. I don't.
No.
No.
Yeah.
No. I don't think he has anything in common with Marky Mark anymore.
No.
That was not a match.
No, no,
I'm
no.
Sorry to say.
But
no.
A good first day for me.
Neither of you swiped right.
No, no.
Mm-mm. All right, here's the email. Hey, Bean and Allie, greetings from Prague. Over here in Europe, we see these open-air urinals all the time. We were talking about them yesterday in Paris. There's some controversy about these boxes that you walk up to and pee on the street. So you're essentially looking at dudes while they're peeing, and some people find that unappetizing for some reason. Over here in Europe, we see these open-air urinals all the time, and they are freaking fantastic. At music festivals or farmers markets where the lines are super long for the porta-potties, these open-air urinals are an excellent and efficient way to get the business done. I've also been to Scotland, Germany, and Austria. They all use them. Europe, apparently, is smarter than the U.S.
By the way, they coddle men more.
Exactly.
By the way, love my Kevin and Bean shirt. See pictures. This is Richard, who's writing to us from Prague, and he put a picture of him in front of a fancy old building wearing his K&B shirt, which we appreciate very
Here's
much.
Something I should have brought up yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
No one has to pee more than a pregnant woman. How many pregnant women do you see popping a squat on a city street? None, because we have manners. We know we can hold it. We can find a bathroom. We are not so entitled to feel like we can whip it out and pee anywhere, because that's disgusting. You were raised wrong, and you are a garbage human.
Lines shorter at the porta potty for the pregnant woman who's trying to get to a restroom, though, if most of the guys don't have to wait for it because they can take care of their business in one of these outdoor urinals.
Counterpoint.
Please.
I will also say it's a great time for me to announce my new invention. It's a poo bucket.
Okay.
And I'm not involved with the city at all, but I'm just going to leave a paint bucket on maybe 15 to 20 blocks of Los Angeles from Culver City, maybe down to Calabasas.
Yeah.
All right. And if at any point you need to poo, there's just a bucket there.
One of those big, 20-gallon Home Depot plastic buckets? That's what we're dealing with
absolutely,
here?
Absolutely, yeah. Right. Large paint bucket. And, I'm trying my hardest here. I have a patent on it. I also have been dealing with some homeless dudes about it. So
I support it.
Thank you.
I support it very much.
Thank you so much.
I like it. All right, so that's old business. So clearly Richard and I have convinced you that you guys were wrong on that.
No.
All right, new business. Live lavishly, go out extravagantly. This article from Yahoo Finance. For many of the rich and powerful, funerals are becoming the final opportunity to flaunt immense wealth, competing with weddings and birthdays as a rite of passage worthy of a small fortune. They're choosing to be laid to rest in $60,000 gold-plated coffins, ferried by horse-drawn funeral carriages or Rolls-Royce hearses. Some are even flying friends and relatives to exotic locales for destination funerals.
All right.
Fair.
I'm listening.
The divorce party.
Right.
You know what I mean?
It's like, tell me more about your Jamaican death.
Yeah.
So all these people that we have thought were a-holes for deciding to get married in Hawaii, and then if we want to support our friends, we have to go to Hawaii. Now apparently we have to go to their funerals in Jamaica.
Well, you just said they're paying for their friends to go.
Well, actually, does some even fly? Oh, yeah, that's true. They are paying for them. Okay.
I'm going.
I would want a performance at my funeral. Like, I'd pay for someone to, like, a T-Pain.
Yeah.
Or, like, have Eric Clapton come do that song about his son.
No.
Well, I just think that's kind of the mood.
It certainly is.
You know what I mean? I don't want anyone, like, a reggae band coming in.
Oh, see, I would want it to be a party.
Oh, really?
Like, everyone's like, hey, we'll see you later, but we're still here.
Well, today you could ask the Interrupters to play at your funeral.
I could.
Yeah.
I could.
I don't think it's a Cardi B event. I think it's something a little more solemn. I think I would get to that.
Yagas, the one that look like socks.
Oh, man.
A cottage industry of advisors is in place to meet the demand, and some wealth managers are encouraging clients to confront their own mortality and make advanced plans, not only to ease the grief of those left behind, but for tax purposes. Now, is that because when you die, there's that death tax where you lose a ton of your money if it's not properly set aside? So you might as well blow it on a funeral, otherwise it's just going to go to the government? Is that what they're talking about there?
I mean, I didn't know that was a thing, but if so, I will have a gold hearse. I have no problem just throwing money away instead of giving it to the government.
There's a certain set of expectations about how you're supposed to go out, said Ted Klontz, chief executive officer of the Klontz Consulting Group. It's become that one last display of power and wealth. So here's how some of the money is being spent. Some are being serenaded by gospel choirs in great halls amid a sea of their favorite flowers, flown in by private jet.
Lovely.
Others are flying loved ones abroad to watch as their body is pushed out to sea like Viking warriors and boats set ablaze.
Better.
Whatever we can do is legal, lawful, and in keeping with the integrity of our profession, we will do, says William Willianova from the Frankie Campbell Funeral Chapel. By the way, I believe firmly that funerals are for the people left behind.
Sure.
It's not for the dead.
Yeah. Well, but a lot of people think it is because a lot of people draw up incredibly detailed items about what they want at their funeral, who they want to speak and who mm-hmm. they want invited and things like that. I say screw the person who's dead. Life is very much for the living. But do you think this helps people grieve, going to a giant party like this, taking a jet off to Hawaii or something?
Passable apps help everything.
Absolutely. Open bar.
Yeah.
Sure. Here's the thing. Funerals shouldn't always be solemn and sad. They're also a celebration of the person. It's where you're all talking about your favorite memories of the person. It's about the final act of loving them is saying goodbye to them. I think mm-hmm. it could absolutely be a celebratory thing.
I know if you get cremated, you can put your ashes in fireworks. Did you know that? Yeah.
Yes.
And then you can just let those fireworks off. Just like on 4th of July or something, and everyone will be like, there's Jensen.
Right.
Yeah, he's Jensen, that flash.
That happened. A neighbor of mine that mm-hmm. I did not know but who lived very close to me did that this past 4th of July.
Wow.
He went up in the last firework of the fireworks display.
Did you look out your window? Yeah, did you look out your window? You go, turn, stop the noise! I don't care if he's dead or alive! I'm sleeping! I get up at 4:30 to do the radio, and this man wants to die as a firework!
I do write a strongly worded letter every year right after the holiday.
Thank you.
A couple more real quick because I don't want to bite into Ali's time here. At the recent funeral of a fashion designer, David Mann, assembled 120 gospel singers who performed as the casket was carried from the hall. 120 gospel singers, by the way. He arranged for a marching band to perform at one service. He also recreated the living room of a famous playwright in Lincoln Center, lugging her furniture on stage so she could have one last salon with family and friends, and at a service he planned for a world-class boxing coach at Gleason's Gym in Brooklyn. Professional fighters in boxing suits jumped into the ring and sparred as the deceased remains were carried out.
What? I dig it.
Who is this? Is this Brewster's Millions? Does he have to get rid of that money?
It does seem like it.
What's going on?
So if you want to blow millions of dollars, by the way, it looks like there is a way to do it. A crypt beneath New York's Basilica of St. Patrick's Old Cathedral is available for $7 million. It's one of the last full-body burial spots in Manhattan and can hold 9 caskets and 10 cremated remains. 3 prominent families have already expressed interest in buying a plot, essentially, for $7 million.
Wow.
Nine caskets?
You can put 9 caskets in it, yes.
That's the Wu-Tang Clan.
There you go.
We could put all of them under. It's great.
What if it was them that bought it?
That is perfect, by the way.
I think that's a real home run. They are New York.
They are.
Yeah.
Or counterpoint, DeBarge. You ever think about that?
You know what? DeBarge, funny enough, they sell hot dogs right on that block. Like, they have a cart together. Yeah.
Let's talk about today's all-new Kevin Beach Show, shall we?
It's Friday. Friday. Gotta get down on Friday.
Jensen told us a story yesterday off the air that we must discuss. His fiance saw in person up close a magic trick that isn't possible. Mm-mm. In fact, you were insistent that she was high or drugged.
Yeah.
Because it couldn't have happened the way she described it. But it did.
Yes, it did.
And it doesn't seem possible.
Total witchcraft.
I want to hear all about that. Cheers with Beer Mug is one of my very favorite segments here on the Kevin Bean Show. We've got that coming up for you on the program today. I stayed up half the night, not critiquing air checks, Jensen, but think adding items to the list of what I would uninvent. I'm telling you what, if I were running things and I could turn back the hands of time, this world would be so much better off with all the stuff that would never have been thought of. So I'm going to share my list and you share yours of what you would uninvent on today's Kevin and Bean Show. Friday Beans Keep It 100, you get to help us pick the song to get you into the weekend. We'll tell you more about that later on. And we're very excited. It's been far too long since we've had a live band, and we've got a good one today. They are so much fun. The Interrupters will be here, 8 o'clock, performing live on the show. Quick break. Allie's got That's Happening next on K-Rock. World famous K-Rock. 106.7 KRQ. Allie, good morning. What's happening?
Good morning, Bean. We haven't had a MoviePass update in a few days.
Are they still going out of business, or are they stronger than ever?
Good Lord. Jensen, last week there was an update every day.
Oh, I have a MoviePass. Oh. I get emailed by them like they're an ex-girlfriend or a Nigerian prince with promise of treasure.
Right.
They won't stop emailing.
Yeah, well, they keep updating their services.
Yeah.
And by updating,
sadder and sadder.
Taking away more things. Yeah, they're not just having like a bad month or bad year.
No, they're like a divorced dad with a leather couch.
Yes.
In a furnished apartment.
Oh,
so let me guess,
Ellie. So
I haven't seen this story, but now you can use your movie pass as much as you want, but it has to be a movie with a Rotten Tomatoes score of under 40.
That would be nice, actually. Here's the deal. So they posted a loss worth $104 million on Wednesday.
Chill.
Prompting lawsuits from a bunch of their investors. Not good. Meanwhile, many who canceled their membership after they reduced the total movie of films that people could see to 3 a month quickly realized that they had been resubscribed, thanks in part to poorly worded language in the process. So that's not good. You think you finally have MoviePass out of your life, and they're like, hey, we're back because you clicked the wrong thing.
It's the herpes of subscription services.
Apparently so. But now it seems that yet another major restriction has been applied to the accounts of those who, for some reason, still believe in it. There's a whole paragraph that they sent out. But basically what it means is that whenever MoviePass subscribers decide to use one of their remaining 3 movies per month, they're only able to choose from whichever 6 films the service allots them that day. So which of these 6 would you like to see?
So basically, it's a 1 movie theater. You get to pick from 6. It's a cinema, basically, and you get to pick from that 3 times a month.
But they might not even be movies you ever want to see.
Yeah, absolutely.
Unbelievable.
They've done some remarkable things over there.
They really have.
It's time to old Yeller this company, guys.
Oh, wow.
I have a question.
Yeah.
I bought a year subscription when it was like $65.
Sure.
I was like, well, that's a steal.
Sure.
Rather than $9.95 a month. So I bought the year. Do you think I have a grandfather clause at MoviePass?
Ooh. I would think you would, but it's MoviePass. So now they probably charge you triple and they allow you 1 movie.
That's true. It's only a Nick Cage film. I can only see a Nick Cage film with my MoviePass.
And you can only see it on your own TV at home.
Oh, that's right. With something called Netflix.
Kind of be amazing. Well, when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about Tyler, the Creator's Camp Flogna. They released their 2018 lineup. Okay. All right. I see what you're doing. We're going to talk about that. And the family of Paul Walker seems to think that he needs to be in more Fast and Furious movies.
Mm-hmm. Has someone told them the bad news?
We will explain. And by we, I will. Coming up in just a bit. But first, some birthdays for you. Sean Penn. Remember him?
He
was an amazing actor.
And then he knew the El Chapo or whatever.
He was a journalist.
Yeah, he's a
weird
guy.
He went down there. Yeah.
I'm going to argue one of the great actors of all time, by the way.
Really?
I am.
I can argue back and just pull one of those clips from that I Am Sam movie.
Well, look, he hasn't made perfect choices.
I didn't hate I Am Sam, and I know I'm alone in that.
Well, look back at the choices he made in that one, because there's some issues. Slightly problematic.
Yeah, his accent in Mystic River was horrible.
Horrible. But I will throw out Carlito's Way.
All right.
He's incredible
But he was great in Mystic River. Wasn't the best accent. But
no, he was great.
Yeah, he was terrific in it.
Dead Man Walking, right?
Yeah. Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Yeah, well,
by the way, amazing,
amazing
performance. And what about, what's the Harvey Milk movie? Did he win the Oscar for?
Milk?
I think it's called Harvey.
It's Harv.
More problematic in 2018.
Weird.
Yeah.
Oh, Bean, I love you. Also, Robert De Niro. Hello.
I'd like to punch him in the face.
Okay. Speaking of great actors. Oh, and other great actors, Donnie Wahlberg. He's from that show, Blah Bloods, right?
Yes, as Dave calls it, Blah Bloods.
Blah Bloods.
Dave is the only person, Jensen, under 70 who's obsessed with and never misses an episode of Blue Bloods.
Yeah. Boy.
My mother and Dave.
Yeah, I didn't even know it was on until last season. Yeah. I have a show through CBS Studios, and I was like, what's Bad Bloods?
Yeah.
That's a real
Blue
thing.
Blue Bloods.
Yeah. Oh, see, I didn't even know what it is. I didn't even know what it is.
I'm telling you. Ask Dave. He'll catch you up. Also, happy birthday to former singer of the Go-Go's, Belinda Carlisle, and rappers Lil Pump And Lil B.
Oh,
it's a big day for Lil's.
Yeah, some SoundCloud happy birthdays.
Sure. Mm-hmm. And that's what's happening.
Moments away from your passes for the K-Rock Summer Pool Party with Iration and the Interrupters. That's going to be tomorrow at the Morongo Casino Resort and Spa, hosted by our friend Stryker. A four-pack on the way. And by the way, speaking of the Interrupters, probably driving down to K-Rock right now. Going to be joining us in studio and performing live for us around 8 o'clock this morning. I'm very excited. Aren't they so much fun?
They're so fun. There's nothing better at 8 a.m. than revival ska.
Look, you're not lying, Jensen.
No.
All right, you're saying nothing better. What if I tell you they're going to be playing acoustic?
Ooh.
Or
that's interesting.
Okay. A ska stick? No, that's not okay. I'll work it out. I'm going to work it out.
Yep.
Yeah, I think we need workshop that one to try again.
I'm going to be yelling, brat, dat, 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 like the old, like, I'm going to be Brian Setzer in up the place.
Yesterday, Jensen told us a remarkable story off air that I still cannot get my head around. And you know how there are times in your life where you are watching something that is real, something that is live in front of your eyes, and you think to yourself, well, this can't be happening. This isn't true. I'm in a dream. I'm dead, and I'm in heaven or hell. What's going on? Tell us the story, Jensen.
Listen, so my fiance is the greatest person on earth, one. Two, she grew up as a child celebrity. She played Topanga on Boy Meets World, beloved by the nation.
Sure.
She, as a kid, would fly around all these different places. And then in her 20s, late 20s, early 30s, the show was revived at Disney.
Sure.
So they would fly her out to places, and she kind of, kind of mindlessly would go on these planes. And she ends up in first class at one of them, which is a real dream for all of us. And she sits next to a guy who's real quiet the whole flight. Mm-hmm. Doesn't say anything to her. She doesn't recognize him. She doesn't know many celebrities. And she's flying, long flight to New York. And at the end of the flight, the guy turns to her just calmly and says, "Would you like to see a card trick?" Just calmly. And she's like, "Oh, boy, this is a thing." Now, something you need to know for the story, and she doesn't know at this time, it's David Blaine.
Okay.
Oh,
David
Blaine's a guy who knows his way around a card trick.
He does, and hasn't.
But she doesn't recognize him, and she thinks he's just hitting on her, basically.
Maybe, or just being a weirdo on a plane.
Yeah.
It's the end of the flight. It's just like, all right, I guess. I mean, you were great the whole flight. You didn't talk to me while I was sleeping.
Yeah.
Let's do this. And she goes, yeah, I guess. And he goes, okay, cool. So he pulls out a deck of cards, and he shuffles them around. He goes, pick a card, any card, sort of normal. She's like, ugh. She pulls a card, sees her card. She's like, all right. He says, put it back in the deck. Great. He says, well, I'm gonna figure out what your card is. Takes the whole deck, pulls back, and throws it as hard as he can against the closed window.
What?
Just as hard as he could. Every card goes everywhere. Danielle immediately thinks to herself, oh, it's that stupid 52-card pickup kind of joke.
Oh, yeah. Dad
like,
jokes.
Dad joke. Yeah. And she's like, oh, he is hitting on me. This is a nightmare.
Right.
So the shade is down on the window, and so the cards are going everywhere, just flying into the seat and flying
everywhere.
Down onto the floor. Okay.
So Danielle and David Blaine then go about picking up the cards. Mm-hmm. And he's like, I'm so sorry. He clearly has made a mistake. So he's like, I'm sorry. Ugh, let me get this. And it takes him a second. And then they get up. She hands him the cards. He goes, yeah, I don't know. That's awful. Hey, do me a favor. Pull the window shade up. And so she pulls the window shade up. And her card was between the two pieces of glass.
You stop it right
between
now.
Between the two pieces of glass in the window. Not behind the shade. Behind the glass.
No, come on.
Now, I didn't believe Danielle when she told me that story when we first started dating.
Right?
I was like, all right,
like,
sure, yeah.
She's you didn't a liar. See I'm dating a liar.
An actual bold-faced liar. Thought about breaking up with her. Then I was told, this is a David Blaine trick.
No.
So, like, years ago, he was practicing it, etc. He now does it in a more, a common way. I've heard from people, even when we told the story yesterday, that people this is a trick he does when, like, a bus passes. He'll throw it at a bus, and then it's on the other side of the glass. Or at a restaurant, he'll throw it from the one side of the glass, and it will show up on the other side of the glass on the restaurant.
On the street.
Come on.
All right, here's what I'm going to say to you, Jensen, and I have listened carefully and closely to the way you have told the story. Is it didn't happen because it's impossible.
Yeah.
It's sorcery.
It's Yeah, it's at least sorcery, but I'm saying it's not even that. I'm saying it can't be done because the only way you could ever put a playing card in between the two panes of glass on an airline window is if you broke the window apart, you somehow had had tools that you were able to get in on the top or the bottom or something like that and slide something in, and he never touched the window.
And then he closed the shade after the trick, like, oh my God, crazy. Then they got all their luggage, and then she picked up the shade just to see what happened, and the card was gone.
Come on!
Yeah, the card was gone.
By the way,
this was not filmed. This was not taped. There's no reason, other than he knows that now the girl who played Topanga will go around and tell the story forever. This is a trick he did without any fanfare.
That's unbelievable.
Okay, I'm not a person who needs to spoil a trick, and I love idea.
Even if we knew it, it wouldn't help us.
I love the idea of magic, and I love the idea of people not knowing how tricks are done. But just as a lay person here, let's even try to figure out how you would do it, even if you could do it.
Okay, I have one shot.
Because if you can't, if he didn't even lean over and futz with the window, he had to personally put the card in the window. How would he even get in between the two panes of glass? I don't understand it.
So here's my one thought. Because I was told that I wasn't told by any magician. No one has ruined their creed and has to get kicked out of the castle or anything. But what I'm saying is, I have been told that this trick is possible by edging it into a window. But that wouldn't work on a plane, obviously.
Right.
But what would work is if he had like a sheer sticker in front of the card, because she did not touch the glass. But she said it was clearly behind the thing.
Oh, like almost a film.
But it would have to be so. Right, it would have to. But she, number one, didn't see him stick it.
Uh-huh.
Didn't, and there was nothing. There was no futzing with the window.
And
now, I'll say one more thing. Danielle did say throughout the plane, why would she have any concern with David Blaine other than the fact it would have had to be when she went to the bathroom that he did anything with the window because he would have had to reach over.
Okay. But she picked the card though.
Yeah.
She picked the card, so even if he had set it up in advance, he wouldn't have known what card she was going to pick.
No.
I'm telling you it didn't happen. I'm telling you that Allie was right originally. You're marrying a liar.
Yeah, no. This is quite a concern. I didn't, until I said it out loud on the radio, I didn't think about it. And now I feel like I'm a Dateline episode about to happen.
She made up a story, and now when you leave the house, she calls her actual boyfriend, David Blaine, and says, you're not going to believe this idiot still believes the card story.
Yeah, the plane story. Also, when are you coming over? Yeah, no, I know. Where are we eating tonight? I know.
Jensen
I know.
Carp?
You know what? He made that card go behind glass because he's going to make my entire love life go away. Disappear.
I'm going to be the one on Dateline that says that you really lit up the room.
Oh, thank you.
Cheers with Beer Mug. Next hour here on the Kevin and Bean Show, he joins his fellow alcoholics and asks the most pressing questions of the day. That's coming up. Also, we're going to make the world a better place. What would you uninvent? Something that's here that has no need or reason to be here. You can uninvent anything. I think we all have some good suggestions to get us started, but we'll be looking for yours as well. First, though, Friday morning, 6:52, Allie's here with What's Happening.
Well, you all know, I'm not sure if Jensen does, my thoughts on things like Alexa and the Echo. No.
Well, you don't trust them, right?
I don't trust them. They're constantly listening to you. They're sending your conversations. They're spying on you constantly. A Roomba, yeah, it's picking up some dust. Maybe you got some cat hair. Guess what else it's doing? It's mapping out your house. It's sending it to people. No one needs these things.
I mean, here's the thing. With the loss of Alex Jones in pop culture, I think we found our replacement over here.
Conspiracy Alley.
They're making the frogs gay.
Yes, the water's making the frogs gay also as well. But I've been right consistently about these things.
Well, we were talking yesterday, you and I, about how you eat lipstick thing you do.
Okay, now I need to clarify that. I bought a new Yves Saint Laurent lipstick, and it smells good, and when I talk, like, my lips come close to my nose, and I can smell it, and then I lick it, and it tastes good, and then I thought, oh my God, I'm gonna have to now buy $38 lipstick every month, because I'm eating it. And...
Don't bury that lead, but sure, go on.
A minute later...
It showed up on your
Google
computer.
Something, and that shows up as the ad on the top of my computer.
Yeah.
A lipstick.
And I will say, out of all this Trump...
Let's take a walk down Conspiracy Alley.
Smell it.
With all of the Trump stuff with the FBI, mm-hmm. we did learn that the head of the FBI puts a sticker over his camera. Oh, Ally's showing
that. Ally's been doing that for
her
whole
life. Computer. Yeah. I have not only that, I have it on my iPhone.
Wow.
I cover up the camera and I could just flip it back. Anyway, there's a reason I'm telling you this, because I'm concerned. I'm concerned for St. Louis University students, because the university has announced that it is installing Amazon Echo Dots in every dorm room before classes begin later this month, becoming the first college or university in the country to do so. The Alexa-enabled Echo Dots will be programmed to answer more than 100 specific questions about the campus and student activities. They'll be operated by a central system not tied to any student's individual account and won't retain personal information. Sure.
And it'll keep asking you over a couple times a day, do you guys have any weed?
Anyone know where I could go get lit?
Yeah.
Yeah. So here's the thing. It says, however, if any students have privacy concerns or feel uncomfortable having the Echo Dots, they can just unplug them and store them away. Oh, like unplugging them means they're now not working. I see right through you, St. Louis University. Did you see the latest season of X-Files? Those Amazon...
the documentary Alexans, X-Files? The documentary.
I'm telling you. Yeah. The Roomba started attacking poor Mulder. Fox had drones. Everything that they used to make their life easier turned on them.
Hmm.
You unplug it, you put it in a box. Guess what? That box in the middle of the night starts shaking. It gets out of the box. I'm just saying, don't do it, kids.
Imagine how much crappy Bob Marley music they're going to hear in these freshman dorms. Just like all day Dave Matthews and Bob Marley. And
I don't believe there's any crappy Bob Marley music. How no. dare you,
there's
sir.
Some album cuts.
How dare you,
some
sir.
Some album cuts.
Allie, you are not ready or embracing our new robot overlords.
So I
you're
going
to have to get on board, I'm sorry
I
to
will
say.
Not. No, sir.
Well, then the 21st century is going to leave you behind, my dear.
Well, that's fine. You know where I'll be? Well, I'll be alone still. But, oh, this got dark. Let me tell you about the annual festival Camp Flogna, put on by Tyler, the Creator. It's going to be the biggest one yet. Headliners this year include live performances from Kanye West and Kid Cudi's collaborative project, Kids See Ghosts, Post Malone, Lauryn Hill. Hope she's later in the set.
By the way, Lauryn Hill doing Miseducation in full. That's
she's
the set.
Been doing it.
Yeah,
she's
that's
been
the set
doing it around
too.
The country.
Yeah.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
I'm in now.
Yep.
SZA, Tyler the Creator, of course, ASAP Rocky. Camp Flogna 2018 takes place November 10th and 11th at the Dodger Stadium grounds, and tickets go on sale today at noon. That's quite a lineup.
It is. And if you look down on the lineup, too, there's some names of people you should know about, not to get you up on something on a Friday, but...
Georgia Smith.
There's and Hobo Johnson.
Hobo Johnson.
There's some names down there that you won't necessarily know, but you should know soon. But it's going to be a great, great lineup.
What about Amy Winehouse?
She is not available.
No.
Allie, do you think... we should have Tyler, the Creator, on to discuss the 100%
philosophy.
I'm sure it went real well when he did come in.
I wasn't here for it, but wow, let's let you listen to it if we can find it.
Is there going to be much music on it as well, or just acting?
You will see.
And that's how the interview went.
Oh, that's pretty strong.
Yeah,
that's pretty
like
strong.
I remember we had him on KTLA, and I thought, oh, you booked Tyler, the Creator, to come on and talk to Sam Rubin? What's wrong with you guys? And they're like, no, he'll be great. It's wonderful. He came on with a ton of balloons, never made reference to him. One word answers. It was the most painful, beautiful thing I've ever witnessed in my life. Because
I'm a fan, man. I think what Tyler's done. I went to their first show at Low End Theory when they were kids, and they basically just put on these like ski masks and screamed.
Right.
And what he's become since then, he's a pretty good musician.
Not bad.
Putting it together. And these things are great. These festivals and just kind of what he's putting together. I love it.
Bong,
I'm a Tyler
bong.
Fan. Bong bong.
Bong bong indeed.
Bong bong indeed.
How about Earl Sweatshirt?
Love Earl Sweatshirt. Love what they're going on. He had to cancel a tour this summer because of depression and anxiety.
Yeah.
So they're all very complex kids.
They're
Betty, right?
Some other names you should know from that lineup: Rex Orange County, I see on there, is very good. Wallow's very good. Billie Eilish, who's kind of like the it girl right now. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of great people in that lineup.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not bad.
And they're from Canada.
I don't think so.
Oh, Brockhampton's on there too.
Brockhampton.
Wow. Brockhampton.
All caps.
Great boy band rap group.
Yeah.
Some good stuff going on there.
Let's do it, Camp
and Jaden Smith.
No.
Yeah, Jaden Smith.
Why didn't any of these names make my story?
Well, it's down low on the flyer.
Oh, yeah, I don't
know. Stay on target.
Okay.
Stay on
oh,
target.
Sorry.
Fair.
We're on the air?
Fair.
Birthdays for you, Belinda Carlisle, Lil Pump, Lil B, Donnie Wahlberg, Robert De Niro, Sean Penn. And that's what's happening.
Live music to get us started on the weekend here on the Kevin and Bean Show. 1 hour from right now, the Interrupters are going to be here. Local band, by the way. Going to be giving away more tickets to see them tomorrow at the K-Rock Summer Pool Party with Iration. That's going to be at the Morongo Casino Resort and Spa, hosted by our friend Stryker. You can go to K-Rock.com for a chance to win those tickets. And you get a chance to hear them playing, what do we come up with, Acoustically? Is that what we're going with?
Acoustic.
It's got acoustic.
Scacoustic.
That's okay.
Dumb. Nope.
Oh, Sky, I think Scacoustic works.
Nope.
Yeah.
I'm Scottistic.
Nope. All right.
Interrupters in 1 hour here on the Kevin DeBean Show. We're very excited to welcome them to the program. All right. We got a tweet from a listener. Miguel Salcito was his
Manuel Salgado. I mean, I can't with any of you in this room right now.
At least we're not a radio station in Los Angeles filled with a Hispanic community that makes up most of the city.
Manuel Salgado, not Miguel Salcito.
So Miguel Salcito, he tweets us.
Holy crap!
And he says, hey, I'm just paraphrasing now. He may not have said these exact words, but man, is your show the best. And boy, do I love it. And I listen all the time. And you guys are geniuses and handsome, too. And then he said, but I've got a suggestion for a call-in topic for your listeners. And this very rarely happens where somebody makes a suggestion of a topic that we've never done before. Mm-hmm. But he said, if you could go back in time and uninvent something, what would it be? Mm-hmm. And I started thinking about that, and I thought, man, there's a lot of things on my list of things that were supposed to move the civilization forward, make the world a better place, and it has done nothing but make it worse. And if somebody had never thought of that, I think we'd all be better off.
Yeah.
So if you'll allow me to go first, and then we'll go around the room and then include some phone calls from you, the Kevin and Bean listener, at 1-800-520-1067. Here's a couple of the things that I would uninvent. And I will start with my mortal foe, and it's come up on this program before, and we've discussed it, and that is the goddamn mother effing leaf blower.
Oh.
Yeah.
Unnecessary. For thousands of years, you know what we did? Is we raked or swept leaves out of the street.
Right.
For thousands of years, Allie.
He gets so mad.
And then some a-hole came up with, you know what? There's a way to make this household chore miserable for everybody who lives within 5 miles of the house by putting a big old loud engine on it and only allowing leaf blowing to happen before 8 a.m. on a Saturday.
Do you think he's foaming at the mouth?
I am. Thank you. There
no.
it is.
Oh, there it is.
There it is.
The window beam.
Yeah. When you hear that leaf blower go off and you know you've got 20 minutes of this BS ahead of you, you think, why don't you spend the extra 10 minutes and just rake? All right?
Oh, the streets are so clean, though.
Stop it.
And our neighbors are so
And
dirty.
I'd also like to add, in addition to how awful the invention is, most people who use a leaf blower, what do? They blow the leaves to the other side of the street.
Yeah, there's no raking involved.
There's no raking. It's not like they blow them into a corner and then bag them and put them away. They just blow them onto my yard. Leaf blowers. Who's with me?
There's a deafening from the studio.
Yeah.
How are you guys cool with leaf blowers? When you hear them, you go, "Oh, that's making the world a better place." I'm glad that was invented.
I don't get angry at them.
I hate sound in general. I don't even like motorcycles that are super loud like that. So I get what you're saying. I just don't think they come up as much in 2018. The leaf blower does it.
I find they come up too much.
Because they're technically illegal here, right?
Yeah.
They should be, yeah.
Depends on the neighborhood.
And they made electric ones that are a lot quieter.
They should be illegal everywhere.
Yeah, it still blows it just into the neighbor's yard.
You're not wrong.
If you'll permit me one more.
Sure.
Because I'm fired up about this.
Yeah, you are.
Standing on his chair.
And I have said in the past, when I run for governor, and it's unlikely I'll run for governor, but if I did, I believe I would be elected on the strength of this one campaign promise. I will make illegal, and we will go back in time and we will uninvent the ability for websites to autoplay video and audio.
Okay.
You cannot go to a website and have it automatically start playing a song, an ad, a TV show, whatever's on that site. You have to physically hit a button if mm-hmm. that's what you want to happen. Autoplay is the curse of the 21st century.
See, I think they fixed that problem is when you scroll down, it stops playing. Mm. And I don't mind that.
You have to it's like playing whack-a-mole to sometimes get the two ads that are playing at the same time.
And sometimes you can't figure out where the sound is coming from on a
yes.
page.
And I'm a guy like many people who work with computers who have 4 or 5 pages open mm-hmm. at a time, and sometimes something will start.
Okay.
You know, 4 minutes in, something will start, and because they have a timer on it or something, and it's a miserable experience.
Yeah.
And I know, obviously, why they do it, because that's how they sell advertising, or that's how they get views, that's how they get credit for it. But we should not invent that. The person who came up with that needs to be put down.
Wow. Jeez. Okay.
All right. So that's two of a list of 1,100 that I have, by the way. But I want to give everybody else some time before we go to your calls for uninventions at 1-800-520-1067. Alan McKay, you're up.
Just going along the same vein with you, with computers, when you get an email and it says click to unsubscribe, and you click to unsubscribe, and then you have to log in to something that you never subscribed to in the first place just to opt out, F you!
Wrong.
It drives me nuts.
Not wrong.
Yes. And by the way, you don't subscribe to 99% of the unsubscribe notices that you hit.
Before you go, can I ask you why you're unsubscribing? Well, I didn't sign up for it. Thank you.
Death to the person who wrote that. I'm
absolutely.
With you. 100%. Let's uninvent that.
A couple quick ones, though.
Yes.
The Fox News.
Fair.
Get rid of that.
Fair and balanced. Yeah.
Thank you. Neckbeards. Whoever invented that, let's get rid of that.
Hey, relax.
Okay. But I think my main one that I think a lot of people will not agree with, but once I finish this, they will. Magnifying mirrors are great. If you have like a weird hair, ladies, it'll happen later in life, probably on your chin. Great, so you could find it, tweeze it, get it out. But magnifying mirrors in hotel rooms. No, unacceptable. I will not let that happen.
I would think that would be a courtesy for the female guests to have something they can use.
No, you will not leave that mirror. You will find 18 million things wrong before you're supposed to be meeting people down for dinner. You're like, are my pores this big?
Yeah.
This is insane.
You're basically roommates with a blackhead at that point.
Yeah, it's insane. So magnifying mirrors in hotels, uninvented.
Oh, so that's there. Too much. That's too much honesty for you.
Too much.
Oh, but it makes your junk look so big, though.
Dave, King of Mexico, there's a reason you're in here, right? Oh, please, let's forget we heard that. I'd like to uninvent that line.
Yeah, what you got, neckbeard?
That sentence. Yeah, neckbeard, what do you have?
Listen, it's something that everyone doesn't use, and it's worthless. It is the windshield wiper on the automobile. No one needs it, especially in California.
Everyone
needs it. No one needs it. People use it. Because they're dumb and it causes accidents.
They use it so they can see out of a window.
So they can survive.
You don't need it. You do not need it during the rain. The rain goes off the windshield wiper while you're driving. And the windshield while you're driving. You do not need the wiper. The wiper is a BS invention just to sell more parts on the automobile.
You're technically arguing with science.
No, it's not science.
It is because the water, if it comes too hard, I'm not going to see out the window.
Listen. There's actually products where you could spray your windshield, and the Rain-X. It's perfect. It goes right off the windshield.
So you
don't need the wipers.
Get rid of a product with another product.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Get rid of a product that comes with your car and buy a different one.
No.
Sounds like someone works for Rain-X.
That's what he's totally in big Rain-X's pocket.
Absolutely.
You can get Rain-X at
Dave, I don't exercise this option often as the co-host of the program, but I'm going to put you on a timeout. I'm sorry. You're not going to be allowed to talk anymore. Beat it, kid, indeed. Jensen, what do you got?
Mine's easy. I think this is the stupidest. I can't understand why at restaurants I have to get a customer receipt and a restaurant receipt copy. Just give me one. You'll keep it. I don't need two, because then there's a problem where they put the customer one on top and I sign that one. Then I realize I haven't signed the restaurant's one. This is all crazy. This is stupid.
What about expense reports?
Expense reports. I'm dealing with that. Mm-hmm. Just ask for an extra receipt.
Okay.
When you sign it, can I get a copy of this receipt? Absolutely. The same way you would do it in other places, a gas station even.
Okay.
You know
but
what I'm saying?
99% of the time you're at a restaurant, it's not that you're going to turn that in as a receipt. It's
just you wasting paper.
Right.
Yes. Because they bring out too many copies.
And also, do you think there's a difference between the two receipts?
No.
There's no difference. It just says customer on it.
Customer,
so if I sign,
merchant
if I sign the customer one, they can still keep it as the merchant copy.
Yeah.
It's all a BS industry.
All right.
Big paper.
Big paper. Also a small one. I think deep dish pizza is garbage. Okay, moving on.
Oh,
hot take Jones.
Word.
Hot take Jones strikes again.
All right. Let's take one call before the break, and then we'll get to the rest at 1-800-520-1067. All right. I want to start with Dan in Lakewood, please, line two. I don't even understand this, but apparently it's so important to Dan that he wants to go back in time and uninvent what, sir?
No, I don't want to just go back in time and uninvent it. I want to punch him in the mouth.
Okay. What's going on? What's the problem?
The flathead screw. Flatheads. You need a flathead screwdriver to unscrew, and it flips out and
what?
Gouges whatever you're working on. I work construction. It needs to be uninvented. Why didn't they just come up with the Phillips?
Phillips, yeah. He's saying Phillips, all Phillips or nothing.
Okay.
All Phillips all the time. Now, why, in your opinion, you're a guy who's been in the industry, so you must know, why does the flathead screw exist?
I don't know.
To sell different screwdrivers.
I think they invented it first. It had only one line on it. Then somebody said, oh, if we put two lines on it, it won't slip out and crush whatever you're working on.
Okay.
You know what? He's right, though.
He's
because
not wrong.
Because the Phillips, you get right in there, and it's just in the groove, and it never slips out.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the flathead makes a great shiv.
By the way, Dave, you're on a timeout right now, so shut up.
Sorry.
Dan, I think you have convinced us. You have pointed out a problem we did not realize existed. Thank you. You've done the world a great service today. We appreciate you listening. 1-800-520-1067. What would you uninvent? We'll talk to you next on K-Rock. Taking your calls at 1-800-520-1067. What would you uninvent? By the way, if I just may throw this out there, gender reveal parties.
Oh, good
are
one.
not a necessary thing. Yeah, we don't really care whether your dumb kid is a boy or a girl, and it's a giant, colossal, hey, look at me. Just send out a note, an email. Hey, we just went to the doctor. We found out it's a girl. That's all you need to do.
It's a good one.
Don't turn it into a thing. All right, let's go to Andrew, line one. He is in Fullerton, and he joins us on the Kevin Bean Show. You get to uninvent a thing. What's it going to be, Andrew?
The one thing I would uninvent is the shake weight.
The shake weight.
Shake weight.
Isn't that a thing that has that some people claim has helped them lose weight? It's an exercise aid.
Have you ever used one?
No.
Okay. So when your 86-year-old grandmother orders a shake weight, pretty sexual hand movement going on.
Yeah.
It's cringy. It's cringy and uncomfortable and...
Okay, no. Fair enough. Okay. Andrew has been scarred by seeing Nana using the shake weight, you guys.
Here's the thing, Andrew, if you have the time, Google she's a world-renowned journalist, Allie McKay shake weight, and it might change your mind. It got 3 million views in 2 days until my work,
we took it down.
I've seen it.
Yeah.
You don't have any problem with watching Allie with a shake weight. It's just you don't want to see Grandma with a shake weight.
Oh, no, of course not.
All right, okay, very good,
it.
Sir.
86-year-old grandma.
Appreciate the call. Our best to grandma. 1-800-520-1067. We're taking your calls on what would you uninvent next on K-Rock. I promise I'm not trying to eat up all the time, but may I throw one more out there?
I mean, I just assume you have a little diary in front of you that's written out like a serial killer with thousands of these, so go ahead, please.
I am angry at the world, and I do write a lot of strongly worded letters. The topic on the table is what would you uninvent if you could go back in time? And I'm going to suggest this. The guy who invented this
needs to be
shot and buried. Actually, you know what? Don't shoot him. Just bury him.
Bean?
Seriously.
You know what? By the way, I think I'm going to sample that.
Okay, you're awful, but I will say this. I almost brought that up, but I didn't want to have to play it because then it would get stuck in everyone's head. I hate you so much right now.
But uninvent, right?
Agree.
Let's live in a world where the Cars for Kids jingle never existed. That's
Amen.
A better world to live in.
Amen.
All right, let's get to as many calls as we can. 1-800-520-1067. We might as well start with Dan, line three. I know he's champing at the bit to get this one on the air just to annoy me. Pico Rivera. Hey, Dan, what's going on?
Hey, good morning, everyone. Yeah, so I know you might have a feeling about this. Daylight saving time. It needs to be uninvented. I'm a history teacher, and for years I've been ranting against it. It kills people from the lack of sleep. It doesn't save energy. It's not for the farmers. It's just garbage. I hate it. Can we please uninvent it?
I 100% agree with you. I think that that is an idea whose time has come. And if I remember correctly, Allie, correct me if this sounds right, they're voting on that, aren't they, in the November election?
Yeah, but certain states, right? Which makes no sense. It has to be all of the U.S.
Yeah, yeah. I think you're absolutely right. And yes. You know what? I honestly think, Dan, I don't know if it'll happen in the next 5 years, but I think eventually that's the conclusion most Americans are going to come to, and I think your wish is going to come true. Thank you for the call, sir. We appreciate it.
But Dan does know it's daylight savings.
How
right?
dare I want to uninvent you.
Okay.
Let's go to Jeff. Excuse me, Canoga Park Line 2, please, up next on the Kevin DeBeat Show. Hey, Jeff, what you got for us?
Hey, how's it going? Good morning.
Great.
So I'm not sure how many of you shop at CVS, but every time you go into CVS, you buy one thing, and you get a 6-foot-long receipt.
Yes.
It's ridiculous.
Yes.
I know it sounds like you're doing stand-up, but you're really not exaggerating.
It's 6 feet long. On the back, there's, you know, coupons for things you've never heard of for like 2 cents off.
There are whole websites dedicated to women putting it around them like a sash as Miss CVS,
yeah.
Which makes me laugh, but it is absurd.
It's not a receipt. It's a scroll.
It is. Yeah.
And also, I don't need $2 off skin lotion that bad. You know what I mean? Like, let's just forgive and forget.
You've seen your elbows?
All right.
Jeff,
good point.
Great call, sir. We're with you. Allison is in Whittier. She's up next, line one on the Kevin DeBeat Show. Allison, we're in the uninventing business. What do you suggest?
Good morning. I think we should uninvent overdone lip injections and flat tummy tea ads on Instagram.
Oh, I'm with you, girl.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I'm with you.
Like, I'm down for a little bit of injections if you got nothing, but stop with the platypus and the flat tummy tea. Just work out, homegirl. Just work out.
It feels like you're just attacking people who've been on The Bachelor. Between the lips and the ads, that's just a Bachelor contestant.
By the way, I've never heard it referred to as the platypus. I love that.
Oh,
that's
duck
perfect.
Lips, yeah.
Yeah, that's great.
Absolutely.
All right, Allison, we're with you. Thank you so much. Let's go to Belle, please, line 5. She's in Montebello. She seems to have a very specific thing that she wants to uninvent.
Good morning. I want to get rid of Yoshinoya.
Oh, Belle, you are right in line. My freshman year in college, I was living in a dorm at USC. There was a Yoshinoya next door. I went there, knew no one at the college, knew no one to hang out with, went there, got sick, first night, pooped my pants for the first time ever because of Yoshinoya, didn't meet anyone my first night because I was in my room alone. Cleaning my jeans. Yoshinoya should be banned completely. I appreciate it, Belle, because I pooped my pants.
Belle, is the food just that bad? Is that what you're saying?
I've never ate there. I don't know anyone who's ever ate there. Every time I've driven by one, it's empty.
Belle,
I don't even know how to.
Belle, I've eaten there. I'm going to tell you this. A rice bowl with some of their teriyaki chicken is a goddamn delight.
Oh, really?
Oh, it is tasty.
Maybe on the way in. Unbelievable. It's terrible.
It's good.
Also, are they a sponsor?
Not sure.
Fair not enough. Anymore. Fair not enough. Anymore.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
Tell everyone you know it's going to be a party up in here in about 20 minutes or so on the Kevin DeBeat Show. The band The Interrupters is going to be in our studio. We'll get a chance to chat with them, and they'll be performing live, too, which is a wonderful thing on a Friday morning. Hey, Muggsy.
Hey, guys. How's everybody doing today?
Time for Cheers with Beer Mug. Hit it, Steve.
Woo!
Beer Mug, he wants to go where everybody knows his name.
Yeah.
Asking questions with no shame.
What are you?
He's already drunk as a skunk, but people are glad he came.
Oh!
Beer Mug wants to go where everyone knows his name.
Wow.
That's a good question, Mugs. Where's the bar again?
This is the fantastic, lovely Granada Hills O'Grady's Bar. And just bar. There's no grill. There's just
no
grill. Just serve drinks.
They have any food at all? Any kind of finger food? Peanuts? Anything?
Sure. They got peanuts, Doritos, any of the variety pack, chips growing up that you get in
Fritos?
Your lunchbox. Fritos, yes.
Sounds like someone goes to Costco.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And how about this? Because I'm always surprised when you go in there, there's a lot of regulars there. Do they have Time Warner? Are they able to put Dodgers games up on the screens in this bar?
Absolutely. That's actually one of the main reasons I go, to catch the Dodger games, because Mama Mugs, too cheap to fork over to Spectrum. So I'll head over to O'Grady's and watch some baseball.
Mm. All right. Mugs from time to time goes in and asks the burning question of the day. And I understand you have a follow-up presentation today on something we talked about on the Kevin and Bean Show yesterday. Tell us about it.
Yeah, this was a continuation from what you would tell your high school self. Now, we learned a lot from you guys. You know, Allie, you would wear sunscreen. Mm-hmm. Bean would only focus on the subjects that would help him in his later career. Jensen would be more of himself. Mm-hmm. Guys, your everything you told your high school self pales in comparison to what I found out.
Fair, fair.
All right, I can't wait. Let's hear it.
Veronica, if you could go back and tell your high school self one thing, what would that one thing be?
I would have lost my virginity when I was in high school. What the heck? Why did I wait till college, or after college, actually? But I would have done that. I would have done it in high school. What's a big deal?
Me too, Veronica. I was prude all the way until I was 19.
Get your head out of your ass. Get an education.
You do have a pretty good living now, though, don't you, Matt?
I have a great living right now.
But you're a smart guy. You don't need an education.
Nah, I'm dumb as a f***ing stick.
If you could go back and tell your high school self one thing, what would it be?
Believe in yourself and follow through with whatever your mind puts yourself to.
I love you.
May I interrupt for a moment here? Let me stop for a second. Mugs, lay it out for me. So you drink how much before you pick up the mic and start interviewing people?
I start off, you know, with a couple Bud Lights, maybe followed by a shot and some Fritos.
So you're fairly well lubricated. Is it that you're trying to get the nerve up to actually start talking to people, or you hate it and you're just trying to avoid the task, or what's going on?
The worst thing in the world is talking to drunk people being sober. So okay. I got to get on their level, son.
Yeah.
I love how Mug sounds when he's drunk, by the way. It brings me joy. It's so fun. All right, let's go back to the tape.
I love you.
Honestly, I'd be like, don't drink and don't smoke as much as I did back then. Because, man, I would have saved myself a lot of pain. And, you know, actually, you know, never mind, man. That was probably the best decisions I've ever did in my life, was drinking and smoking. So, you know what? Don't listen to Oscar. Do what you want to do in life.
Don't ever forget who you are. And if you don't know who you are, you have a long time to figure out who you're about to be.
A tear just came to my eye, Danko. I love you.
I got one on the academic side, which is ask questions, make relationships, and get to know people. Oh. And then the second thing would be on the naughtier side is just try to f*** as many people as you can. There's a 50-50 chance it happens. That's what I tell them.
USA! USA!
Get a gym membership, bitch.
D, if you could go back in high school and tell high school D one thing, what would that one thing be?
Graduate.
Oh, dear.
And be a popo. Be a police.
Be the police. All right.
Study math.
I had to quit, too. I literally quit geometry. I went to my counselor. I was like, yeah, no.
That was the straw that broke the camel's back and prevented me from having any type of successful career ever, since I chose humanities and communications arts instead.
Well, you're very good off. You're good off.
What? Good what? Off what?
You're better off.
Oh.
Sorry, I just hit you. I just hit you in the chin with my microphone. I'm sorry.
Oh. It's okay. It's okay.
So there
you
go.
Not your mic.
Wow. Yeah, it's getting sloppy.
It is.
A question, as a fan of Cheers with Beer Mug, I did not hear my favorite Monty.
Yeah, I don't know where he is. It's really hard, believe it or not, to get a hold of him. Mm-hmm. And
could be dead, was what I heard in the segment.
So I'm gonna put the search and rescue out for Monty. Maybe we'll get him on the next one.
Okay. Would you consider some of these people friends now at this point, Mugs? Like,
love,
they're happy to see you, it sounds like, on the tape.
I'd lay down for these people.
Really?
They're okay. My people.
I do like you're like a journalist who has to go to Vietnam to report on the war. You engulf yourself fully. You're one with your subjects.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. You're embedded.
You're basically alcoholic Woodward Bernstein.
Well, thank you, Jensen. That's amazing. That's such an honor.
No worries.
Mugs did not understand that reference, but I thought it was very funny.
Watergate, all right. Man. Watergate. I know.
Thank
what's going on.
We have Ronan Farrow and we have him.
Thank you. Yep.
This has been Cheers with Beer Mug. A lot of good stuff coming up on this morning's Kevin and Bean Show, including your tickets for Panic at the Disco at 9 a.m. Also, we'll be asking you to help us pick a song to get you into the weekend with Keep It 100 and live music from the band The Interrupters. They are here, you guys. They are in the building. We'll be talking to them next, and they'll be performing live. First, though, Allie's here with one of our favorite What's Happenings of the Week here about this time every Friday. Allie, you turn us on to some new music.
Yeah, we do a thing called the That's My Jam playlist, and we tag it on all the Kevin and Bean socials. Just follow along at Kevin and Bean on Twitter or on Facebook. And then when you see the That's My Jam playlist, click follow, and you are going to get new music from the crew here at Kevin and Bean delivered right to your ear holes every single week. So far, I think we're up to over 3.5 hours of music on there. And it's all really varied stuff because we all like extremely different things.
And by the way, we only present a couple of them on the air, but the whole crew participates. Christine puts songs up, Omar puts songs up, Mugs, and everybody. So there's really a wide variety on there. And it's a fun way to discover new stuff that your friends are into.
Absolutely. And the great thing about it is it's just there every single week. You don't have to go looking for it. It is right there. Here's the thing. It could be something brand new that we just found out about. It could be something old that came up on a playlist and you're like, hey, I remember this song. I really like it. Which is why Kevin chose a Nine Inch Nails song. Again, Into the Void, which we love about him. He feels no need to listen to new stuff. I get it. But Kevin's choice was Nine Inch Nails, Into the Void. We're not going to play a clip of that because we've got Jensen filling in, too. But first up, Bean, what is your choice?
Here's a band I'm sure you guys are familiar with. They've been very popular in Los Angeles for the last, 10 years or so. They are called Dawes. And their lead singer, by the way, Taylor Goldsmith, by coincidence, if you've seen him in the tabloids, is engaged to be married to Mandy Moore.
Sure.
But they are wonderful, wonderful singer-songwriters. They just played opening for the Electric Light Orchestra last week at Staples Center. But their sixth album is out right now, and it is called Passwords, and it is great. Here's the song I chose from Dawes this week. It's called Telescope.
With each shot in the dark,
that is my kind of singer-songwriter album and voice, by the way. I love that band.
Mandy Moore has a type, huh?
Yeah, she does.
She does.
She does.
That is for sure. Jensen,
yes.
You're filling in for Kevin.
Yeah.
What did you pick?
Song of the Summer, baby!
Oh.
I'm a big fan of figuring out what the Song of the Summer is. I think I found it.
Okay.
This song is by Ella May. She's a singer-songwriter out of London. It's E-L-L-A-M-A-I, not like LMFAO, that terrible band that somehow made it into the rankings of pop culture for some reason. Ella May deserves it. She is signed to DJ Mustard's label, which is a great hip-hop producer, but in this case, he's using it for his R&B needs, right?
Okay.
So Ella May's singer, her album, it's an EP called Ready... it was released actually back last year, but they pulled it for a second so that Boot Up could be a single. Just came out a couple months ago, and it is a jammer. It sounds like kind of New Jack Swing, kind of early 90s, Shanice R&B.
Right.
This is Ella May. This is Boot Up.
All right.
Did we just get Boot Up?
Listen, guys, Sisters with Voices is back, and it's named Ella May.
Oh,
I like it.
SWV.
There you go.
Loved. All right, my choice is a gentleman named Fantastic Negrito. Here's the thing with this dude. I saw him on NPR's Tiny Desk Concerts, which everyone knows I'm obsessed with, but he won the Tiny Desk Contest in 2015, and I was hooked. Chris Cornell fell in love with him, asked him to go on tour with him. So he opened up for Chris Cornell, did shows with him on the Higher Truth tour, then opened for his Temple of the Dog shows. Then he just turned around and won a Grammy in 2017 for Best Contemporary Blues Album. But why everyone isn't listening to Fantastic Negrito, it blows my mind. His new album came out, I think, late June. It's called Please Don't Be Dead, and it is... phenomenal. Every song on it is awesome. But my choice was a song called Plastic Hamburgers. People get caught underneath the spell. Ooh, they keep buying everything that sells. Break out these chains. Let's break it down. Let's break out these chains. Let's break it down. Let's break out.
Well, you couldn't ask for three more different songs this week on the playlist,
eclectic,
could you?
Totally. And different. You know, I do know him because, you know, he was in a coma.
Yeah, he was pretty much dead.
Yeah, he was gone for like 3 weeks in a coma.
Yeah.
And he came from a car accident. Mm-hmm. And this is kind of what he came out doing.
Yeah,
he kind of changed. I like to think he got the powers from the accident.
Yeah, he kind of changed his whole life around. If you go back and look at his whole life story, it's insane that he's alive.
What's the artist's name again?
His name is Fantastic Negrito. And
that's
racist. No, it is not. And he will say, there was only one Fantastic Negrito, and you're looking at him.
It sounds racist.
It isn't at all in stereo. But he will be playing, he'll be playing the Ohana Festival. So the next time you can see him, he's playing the Sunday night of that down there. Hmm. If you want to go check him out. He's so good.
He's great.
Is that racist? Tell me the truth.
Again, no. It's... Bean, you just ruined That's My Jam.
Did you know we were in the presence of a bona fide racist?
Here's the thing. That's My Jam. We're going to link it to all of our sites at Kevin and Bean. Click follow, and you're going to get new music right to your ears every
single You're the one being racist.
I'm just... Okay. Moving on. Some birthdays for you. Belinda Carlisle. Donnie Wahlberg. Sean Penn. Lil Pump. Lil B. Robert De Niro. And that's... What's happening?
Not gonna lie, I've been looking forward to this all week long, you guys.
Oh, Jensen. Nope.
That's my ska noise.
The Interrupters are here, ladies and gentlemen. The Interrupters in the building here on the world famous K-Rock. Now, the whole band is here to be performing in a few minutes, but we have Amy and Kevin in studio with us right now. And I have to tell you, I was starting to get a little bit of a complex because your band seems to be crushing hard on Stryker and also Megan here at K-Rock. Very little Kevin and Bean love until today.
You know what? It starts now.
Okay, right. Well, we're happy about that. We're happy to have you. So all four of you guys are local?
Yeah.
Where'd y'all grow up?
The Valley. Sherman Oaks, Van Nuys area.
818, baby!
Yeah, 818.
Nice.
Went to high school right around here, though, at Hamilton. So all over L.A., really.
Okay.
So the three brothers are in a band. Amy's on the same bill. That's how you meet. Instant chemistry?
Pretty much. I mean, we definitely exchanged CDs that first night, and we were like, hey, we should write some songs together. And here we are 8 years later.
Nice. Yeah. Were you like, oh, these dudes again, Amy?
They're adorable.
They are.
Absolutely. Immediately.
They're like Ska Hansen.
Yeah.
Yes.
Skansen. Skansen.
Yes.
We've done it again.
We got to stop doing that.
Yeah. Well, they're twin brothers.
Yeah.
So you know, and they are very hard to tell apart.
Yeah,
so.
They've got the same face, which I believe is what they mean by twins.
It's very common with twins. Yeah.
I'll look into it.
Okay. A lot of them look alike. Okay.
But they're a rhythm section, bass and drums. So we've got a really tight, good rhythm session. They're very like telepathic.
Yeah. Totally in tune with each
minds.
Other.
Yeah.
That's
so,
awesome.
Kevin, tell me about the Bavona kids as little kids. I mean, were you banging around on instruments together like at 6 years old or something? Or is this something you came to like high school times?
No, pretty much. Yeah. We grew up, you know, our father's a musician. Our grandfather was a musician. So there was always instruments in the house. And as early as we could kind of pick up a guitar, I picked up a guitar, and then I kind of had Jesse play drums, and the only thing left was bass, and Justin ended up playing bass, and it just kind of worked out, because he's a great bass player now, but that was, it was kind of like necessity is the mother of invention, but yeah, I mean, we grew up listening to K-Rock and trying to learn, you know, Green Day songs and Rancid songs and stuff, and so this is kind of mind-blowing for us right now.
It's not only mind-blowing that you're here, and we feel the same way about having you visit, but the bands you just mentioned are bands that you've ended up not only being in the universe with, but writing with, working with, producing with. I mean, that has to just blow your mind.
Yeah, it never gets old, for sure.
I love that Billy Joe was like, hey, here's a riff. If you guys want it, cool. If not, whatever. We'd be like, holy crap.
Yes. Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Travis Barker has been a big proponent of your band for a long time. Is he, because we always argue he is the greatest person on the planet. Like, we can't think of anyone who's sweeter, who's nicer, who's more genuine.
I'm in the room, dude. I mean, Jesus. I mean,
Jensen included, by the way.
Oh, God.
Do you adore him like we do?
We love Travis, yeah. And he's been a supporter of our band since the beginning. We recorded our second record at his studio. He opened the door for us for free. And and Tim Armstrong, who produced all our records, like, all these guys are so supportive, and like they're like family for sure.
Yeah. That's awesome.
What's it like out of Southern California? Because you do tour a lot. Is there, forgive my ignorance on this, but ska never really went away for a certain population in Southern California. It'll always be popular here with a certain number of people. Is that the case as you travel around? Is there a ska community in every town?
Definitely. There's a ska community
everywhere
you travel. Yeah.
It never really goes away. It just kind of ebbs and flows.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Maybe to the mainstream in and out, you know. But every time we pull up to a city and we play a show, there's definitely kids there dancing that keeping the dream alive.
You started out as a straight-up rock and roll band and then got into punk? Or no, is that wrong?
This band is... we've always, like, kind of played punk rock, and that's what we grew up doing, and that's where our heart is. So, I mean, we've, you know, played some reggae here, some rock there, and just kind of like, anything we like, we don't discriminate. That's a beautiful thing about modern times, too, is no one's really that genre-specific anymore. Like, I only listen to this type of music, and that's the great thing about, like, you know, all streaming and all that stuff, so.
As a punk ska band out of L.A. with a female front, singer, obviously you guys get a lot of comparisons to Say Ferris, obviously, right?
They're friends of ours.
But point is, do you guys, like, did you ever think, like, in 2018, like, you guys are killing it, it's being added on all these radio stations, like, who kind of saw that coming with ska? You guys are kind of doing the unthinkable.
We are, but we're pinching ourselves, and we're just so grateful, like, that we're getting love on radio. We didn't think, like, you know, 7 years ago when we started, like, a ska punk band that we were going to... Yeah. You know, be climbing the charts.
And the first time you heard yourself was here, right? You were listening to K-Rock and you were like, that's us.
Yeah, yeah. Stryker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stryker played us at 420. Yeah.
That's why they love Stryker the most. that's understandable.
Makes sense.
But we are really so blown away by the love that we're getting, and we just thank you guys for believing in us from the beginning.
Look, and we say this all the time to bands. We're not on the air. We're not a radio station without great music from great bands. So we appreciate you so much making something that our audience enjoys so much. So thank you for that.
Thank you.
And it's interesting, Amy, to hear you say that the radio play is something that's so unexpected. And I get what you're saying, because for most people, the music is the reward. The fact that we created this and now we have something that we love and then we can share, most people don't dream beyond that. The last thing you expect is you're playing the Kimmel Show like you were last week. Yeah. And then you have to wake up that day and go, I'm going to be playing songs tonight that people are going to be able to see in Hawaii and in Maine. This is big time.
Oh my gosh, yeah. We are seriously blown away by it. Every day we're just like pinching ourselves. So,
the thing that I love is you posted you meeting one of your absolute heroes, Joan Jett.
Yes.
And this relationship through just looking at this picture, I was thinking to myself, oh my God, that's going to be some little girl listening to you right now. In like 10 years, she's going to meet you and it's going to be that same thing.
That's nuts, right?
Yeah.
So don't be a dick, Amy, I think.
That's what I'm saying.
If you feel anything from... If you sit in a room with the Interrupters, the first thing you think about is, these guys are dicks.
Boy, they're full of themselves.
The boys honestly look 11 years old, which is something we should also address, that each of them needs chaperones on tour.
They are definitely drinking a lot of water.
Children!
Your skin looks great. Everyone,
I thought
job.
That... I was watching some of your videos yesterday from a tour, and you guys were out there looking very sharp in your suits, and I was thinking, they look like little kids who had to go to a wedding. The K-Rock Summer Pool Party is going to be happening tomorrow, you guys. Iration is going to be performing. You know those guys?
We don't, but we're looking forward to meeting them. They're awesome.
That's a good band, too. Yeah. Along with the Interrupters, we're giving away tickets, of course, throughout the day today, including on our show coming up next hour. A 4-pack of passes on the way. That is going to be at the Morongo Casino Resort and Spa, and your friend Stryker is going to be hosting it. Go to krock.com for another chance to win. All right. We are going to send y'all down the hall, and I understand you are going to perform a couple of songs from your latest album. which was just out at the end of June, called Fight the Good Fight. There's not a bad song on this record, so you guys can play whatever the hell you want, okay?
Thank you so much.
And we will check in with you on the other side of the break. Live music from the Interrupters happening this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock. Almost 50 years ago, Houston in Mission Control was able to talk to the men standing on the moon almost 50 years ago. Yet I still have concerns and questions that I'm going to be able to get down the hall and get Allie and the Interrupters at the HD Radio Sound Space here at K-Rock. Allie, can you hear me? Come on.
I'm sorry. Repeat all that? Totally kidding. Please don't. No, we hear you. Everything's good.
You do? You sound very good.
Excellent. Well, I'm not the one that should sound good. Let's make sure the band does as well. You guys can hear us, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. All right. So we're happening. The Interrupters has been our guest. The album is called Fight the Good Fight. It was released on June 29th. You've been hearing the song She's Kerosene a lot here on K-Rock. It's one of our best songs we're playing right now. But what are you going to be doing first for us here, guys?
This is a little ditty called Take Back the Power.
I can't wait. Live Interrupters playing acoustic on the Kevin and Bean Show on the world famous K-Rock.
What's your plan for tomorrow? Are you a leader? Who will you follow? Are you a fighter? Who will you cower? It's our time to take back the power. What's your plan for tomorrow? Are you a leader? Who will you follow? Are you a fighter? Who will you cower? It's our time to take back the power. Yeah. What you gonna do? Just show up in black suits. I'm just straightening our made boots. And then silence you. What you gonna say? When they strip your rights away, the tax man makes you pay. Whoever bit us, why you blood and day? Oh, we don't need to run and hide. Oh, we won't be pushed up to the side. What's your plan for tomorrow? Are you a leader? Who will you follow? Are you a fighter? Who will you cower? It's our time. Take back the power. What's your plan for tomorrow? Are you a leader? Who will you follow? Are you a fighter? Who will you cower? It's our time. Take back the power. Trust with the judges so unjust, and the jury must discuss. You don't look like one of us. Where you gonna turn? Now the court has made a turn, and the lessons that you've learned are not as many as I prefer. Oh, we don't need to run in our head.
That's my plan. Whoa.
Interrupters played acoustic live here on K-Rock. That is a song from your first album, I want to say.
Is that from your first album?
Yeah.
That's an interesting choice. Way to sell the new record, you guys.
He broke a string on that one.
Yeah. Oh, did you? Play it hard.
Yeah, nobody told them it's 8 o'clock in the morning. You guys are killing it.
Yeah, they're jamming it. And by the way, as I hear that, and it's fun to hear it acoustic because it's so different from on the album, but in my mind, I picture what that must be like for you to sing on stage with, you know, 5,000, 8,000, 10,000 fans, whatever it is, singing that chorus back to you. That just must feel like magic when you write something and see the way it resonates with a crowd.
Oh, man, it's everything.
All right. Interrupters are here. Don't forget, again, they're going to be at the Morongo Casino Resort and Spa tomorrow playing with Iration. Keep listening to K-Rock for your way to win passes into that. We do have time for another. We would be honored if you would play something for us.
All right. This next song is about a girl. And what happened to her, Amy?
Well, she got arrested for shooting down her man. U.S. Marshals caught her outside of Spokane. She said, I'll do it again, 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 yeah. She met Loco Yoboko last Christmas. She drove a truck in town on business. She fell in love, oh, so she thought. For him, put her chips on him, yeah. Got stuck, he was a stranger. Put his hands on her in anger. She got arrested for shooting down her man. U.S. Marshals caught her outside of Spokane. She said, I'll do it again, do it again, do it again. And then they put room for interrogation. Fingerprints on the murder weapon. All they needed was a dead confession. She was bloody beat for years. Her demeanor was cold, so she cried no tears. This time he was his blood on her. She wore like a badge of honor. She got arrested for shooting down her man. U.S. Marshals. A year on trial, no regrets for the things she done. He lost the fight, she won, and told a story. The jury heard it, deliberated for the verdict. She's up for murder in the first degree. She refused to plead insanity. She got arrested for shooting down her man. U.S. Marshals caught her outside of Spokane. She said, I'd do it again, do it again, do it again, I'd do it again, I'd do it again, do it again, do it again, do it again, I'd do it again.
All right, let's go.
If that song is not made into a major motion picture starring Aubrey Plaza, then I don't know anything. That is fantastic.
Thank you so much.
What are your plans for the summer into the fall? What's up for the Interrupters next after Morongo tomorrow?
Well, Morongo is going to be awesome. Mm-hmm. After that, we're going and doing the Scallywag Festival. There's one in San Diego. There's one in Boise, Seattle, Denver, Austin.
Then we are going to England in December and
November. Oh, nice.
Surf City Blitz in Huntington Beach, another one with Ranty.
You guys are living the rock and roll dream you've been thinking about your whole lives, aren't you?
Yes.
You're telling us, yeah. For sure.
Including being on this stage. So thank you for having us. It's truly
it's our pleasure. It's so wonderful to finally meet you in person. Thank you, guys. The Interrupters are the band. Their new album is called Fight the Good Fight. It's available everywhere. We love you so much. You got a home here at K-Rock. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you so much.
Interrupters were pretty fun, you guys, here on the world-famous K-Rock, 106.7 KROQ. First, though, something we have to talk about. Jensen told us a remarkable story off-air that I still cannot get my head around. And you know how there are times in your life where you are watching something that is real, something that is live in front of your eyes, and you think to yourself, well, this can't be happening. This isn't true. I'm in a dream. I'm dead, and I'm in heaven or hell. What's going on? Tell us the story, Jensen.
Listen, so my fiance is the greatest person on earth, one. Two, she grew up as a child celebrity. She played Topanga on Boy Meets World, beloved by the nation.
Sure.
She, as a kid, would fly around all these different places. And then in her 20s, late 20s, early 30s, the show was revived at Disney.
Sure.
So they would fly her out to places, and she kind of, you know, kind of mindlessly would go on these planes. And she ends up in first class at one of them, which is a real dream for all of us. And she sits next to a guy who's real quiet the whole flight. Mm-hmm. Doesn't say anything to her. She doesn't recognize him. She doesn't know many celebrities. And she's flying, long flight to New York. And at the end of the flight, the guy turns to her just calmly and says, "Would you like to see a card trick?" Just calmly. And she's like, "Oh, boy, this is a thing." Now, something you need to know for the story, and she doesn't know at this time, it's David Blaine.
Okay. Oh,
David Blaine's
a guy who knows his way around a card trick.
He does, right. And hasn't.
But she doesn't recognize him, and she thinks he's just hitting on her, basically.
Maybe, you know, or just being a weirdo on a plane.
Yeah.
You know, like, you know, it's the end of the flight. It's just like, all right, I guess. I mean, you were great the whole flight. You didn't talk to me while I was sleeping.
Yeah.
Let's do this. And she goes, "Yeah, I guess." And he goes, "Okay, cool." So he pulls out a deck of cards, and he shuffles them around. He goes, "Pick a card, any card, you know, sort of normal." She's like, "Ugh." She pulls a card, sees her card. She's like, "All right." He says, "Put it back in the deck." Great. He says, "Well, I'm gonna figure out what your card is." Takes the whole deck, pulls back, and throws it as hard as he can against the closed window.
What?
Just as hard as he could. Every card goes everywhere. Danielle immediately thinks to herself, "Oh, it's that stupid 52 card pickup kind of joke."
Oh, yeah. Dad
joke. Dad joke. Yeah. She's like, "Oh, he is hitting on me. This is a nightmare."
Right.
So the shade is down on the window, and so the cards are going everywhere, just flying into the seat and flying
everywhere.
Down onto the floor. Okay.
So Danielle and David Blaine then go about picking up the cards. Mm-hmm. And he's like, "I'm so sorry." He clearly has made a mistake. So he's like, "I'm sorry. Ugh, let me get this. And it takes him a second. And then they get up. She hands him the cards. He goes, "Yeah, I don't know. That's awful. Hey, do me a favor. Pull the window shade up." And so she pulls the window shade up. And her card was between the two pieces of glass.
You stop it right
between
now.
Between the two pieces of glass in the window. Not behind the shade. Behind the glass.
No, come on.
Now, I didn't believe Danielle when she told me that story when we first started dating.
Right?
I was like, "All right,
like,
sure, yeah."
She's you didn't a liar. See it. I'm dating a liar.
An actual bold-faced liar. Thought about breaking up with her. Then I was told this is a David Blaine trick. So, like, years ago, he was practicing it, etc. He now does it in a more, like, a common way. I've heard from people, even when we told the story yesterday, that people can – this is a trick he does when, like, a bus passes. He'll throw it at a bus, and then it's on the other side of the glass. Or at a restaurant, he'll throw it from the one side of the glass, and it will show up on the other side of the glass on the restaurant.
On the street.
Yeah.
Come on.
All right, here's what I'm going to say to you, Jensen, and I have listened carefully and closely to the way you have told the story. Yes. Is it didn't happen because it's impossible.
Yeah.
It's because sorcery.
It's at least sorcery, but I'm saying it's not even that. I'm saying it can't be done because the only way you could ever put a playing card in between the two panes of glass on an airline window is if you broke the window apart, you somehow had tools that you were able to get in on the top or the bottom or something like that and slide something in, and he never touched the window.
And then he closed the shade after the trick, like, "Oh my God, crazy." Then they got all their luggage, and then she picked up the shade just to see what happened, and the card was gone.
Come on!
Yeah, the card was gone.
Ew,
by the way,
ew.
This was not filmed. This was not taped. There's no reason, other than he knows that now the girl who played Topanga will go around and tell the story forever. This is a trick he did without any fanfare.
That's unbelievable.
Okay, I'm not a person who needs to spoil a trick, and I love the idea.
No,
I love the... Hold on a second.
I love the idea. Even if we knew it, we wouldn't help us.
I love the idea of magic, and I love the idea of people not knowing how tricks are done. But just as a lay person here, let's even try to figure out how you would do it, even if you could do it.
Okay, I have one shot.
Because if you can't, if he didn't even lean over and futz with the window, he had to put the personally put the card in the window. How would he even get in between the two panes of glass? I don't understand it.
So here's my one thought. Because I was told that this, I mean, I wasn't told by any magician. No one has ruined their creed and has to get kicked out of the castle or anything. But what I'm saying is, I have been told that this trick is possible by edging it into a window. But that wouldn't work on a plane, obviously.
Right.
But what would work is if he had like a sheer sticker in front of the card, because she did not touch the glass. But she said it was clearly behind the thing.
Oh, like almost a film.
But it would have to be so. Right, it would have to. But she number one didn't see him stick it. Didn't, and there was nothing. There was no futzing with the window. And now I'll say one more thing. Danielle did say throughout the plane, why would she have any concern with David Blaine other than the fact it would have had to be when she went to the bathroom that he did anything with the window because he would have had to reach over.
Okay. But she picked the card though.
Yeah.
She picked the card, so even if he had set it up in advance, he wouldn't have known what card she was going to pick.
No.
I'm telling you it didn't happen. I'm telling you that Allie was right originally. You're marrying a liar.
Yeah, no. This is quite a concern. I didn't, until I said it out loud on the radio, I didn't think about it. And now I feel like I'm a Dateline episode about to happen.
She made up a story, and now when you leave the house, she calls her actual boyfriend, David Blaine, and says, you're not going to believe this idiot still believes the card story.
Yeah, the plane story. Also, when are you coming over? Yeah, no, I know. Where are we eating tonight? I know.
Jensen Karp.
You know what? He made that card go behind glass because he's going to make my entire love life go away. Disappear.
I'm going to be the one on Dateline that says that you you really lit up the room.
Oh, thank you. Right? Thank you.
Panic! Exclamation point at the disco. They're going to be playing Honda Center or the Forum in February. You can win tickets to one of those shows and qualify to see them this weekend at the T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas. So you win the local show. You qualified for the trip to Las Vegas to see them again this weekend. Stryker announces the grand prize drawing for everybody who qualifies today. And your chance to get in on that happens in 5 minutes right here on the Kevin Bean Show. Plus, you know what time of the week it is, you guys.
Keep it 100.
Keep it
100
times.
My first
one.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Jensen. So here's the way it works. Listeners get to pick any song they've ever heard on K-Rock. If we still have it in our system, and we generally don't delete songs, so if we ever played it, we probably still have it in the computer here. All you have to do is come up with any song you want to hear and text it to us at 1-800-520-1067. Here's a selection of what you, the listener, have chosen recently.
Keep it 100.
I mean, except for the Crass Test Dummies guy, you guys have picked some tremendous songs.
How do you guys make it so that it's not just Harvey Danger Flagpole Sitta every week?
Oh, believe me, we get plenty of requests for that.
Fair.
Yeah.
There are some people who have gone out of their way to request the same song over and over and over again every single week because they think it'll be hilarious. Like Under the Bridge by the Chili Peppers, for instance, is their idea of a great weekend kickoff song.
As a man who has OCD, I appreciate those people.
Whatever you want to hear, text us now, 1-800-520-1067, and we'll play it for you coming up after 9. First, though, here on a Friday morning, Allie's got What's Happening.
You guys remember the Interrupters times?
Those were good times.
They were good times.
Good times. That first song make you want to drink and then go fight some Nazis?
Yeah.
That's what it made me feel like. It
made me feel like I wanted to go down to Orange County and just be like, where's Real Big Fish? Where's Jeffrey's fan club? Where are these bands that we need to bring back ska? Because in 2018, we need to be happy. There's too much darkness out there.
I did feel like I should be at least wearing Doc Martens at a minimum.
Absolutely. And then song two, I was like, I gotta murder.
Yeah.
Right?
I'm going to jail.
I will murder and go to jail, and I'd do it again.
I got a shiv.
I don't think they were supposed to motivate me in those ways. Yeah. I'm just saying they did. I miss them.
Maybe. Bring them back.
Seriously, now
I go see them in Morongo. You love pool parties.
You know I do.
They're with her black
Bring
umbrella.
On the sun.
Talking about skin cancer while everybody's drinking a pina colada.
Just the saddest goth out there.
Yeah. Just like, oh, guys, have a great time. Also, get all of the moles looked at on your back because some of those could turn at any moment.
That one looks real bad.
Anyway, pass the beer.
Yeah. I'm a real downer at pool parties. It's true. Speaking of a downer, this doesn't make a lot of sense to me, but the family of Paul Walker, who, of course, died before shooting was completed for Furious 7, they aren't ready to say goodbye to his character. While promoting Paramount Network's recent documentary, I Am Paul Walker, the actor's brother, Caleb, told the Associated Press, I just hope we get to, I don't know, have a little cameo and bring Paul back to save the day. And I hope to get to help create that again. That's my dream. And I hope we get to do it in one of the future movies. And then his brother Cody added, I think there could potentially be a way to do it, but it would have to take a lot of thought and it would have to be tasteful. It would have to be tasteful. Because really, when you think of Fast and Furious, you think of thoughtful and tasteful.
Well, it would be funny if, like, The Rock is on one side and Tyrese is on the other, and they're, like, Bernie Lomaxing Paul Walker, like, walking him through the movie.
No.
Yeah, that's good.
You made it real dark.
No, that's a good pitch.
I think you made it real dark.
I have a TV show. I'm good at pitches.
Wow. You just weekended at Bernie's. Their whole movie.
Yeah, it's a good pitch.
Refresh my memory. Didn't they use Paul Walker's brother, who looks astoundingly like him, for some of the uncompleted scenes in the last movie?
Yeah, they did.
Couldn't they do... I mean, look, I'm surprised they don't do more of this, because I thought once the technology became available, they would. Couldn't they have his brother just star in the movie and put Paul's face on it if they wanted?
That's what the band UB40 did.
What?
Yeah, lead singer just left, and they were like, they brought in the brother who sounded exactly alike, and no one even noticed.
You're kidding.
I had no idea. It's not Ali Campbell anymore?
Hold on. While you're talking, the fact that you knew his name is terrifying.
Well, have you met Bean?
No, I know. But yeah, I realized it was a new singer, and then I looked it all up, and I was like, oh, it's just the brother.
Bean's like, do you mean Gemini Ali Campbell? I believe I just sent him a card in June.
Also, a card is by far the best detail.
That's what
Ali Campbell,
do.
No longer a singer, no. It is now Duncan Campbell.
That's crazy.
And Robin Campbell? Maybe there are two relatives, but I do know a brother joined. A new vocalist, Duncan Campbell,
Okay. Interesting.
Yep.
I'll make a programming note.
See, even Bean didn't know.
That's impressive.
And that man watches UB40 every day on YouTube.
He does. Well, maybe the Fast and Furious franchise can reach out to UB40, see how that worked out for them.
Oh, I thought you meant, like, because they could be, like a Ferrari will be driving down the street and then a red one.
I don't hate it.
All right.
I love that
music. I'm good at pitches.
Yeah, you are.
You're terrible at follow-through.
Fair. I'll allow that.
All right. Let's talk about some birthdays, because I want to hear what song we're choosing for Keep It 100. Some birthdays for you. Belinda Carlisle, Donnie Wahlberg, Lil Pump, Lil B, Robert De Niro, and Sean Penn, and that's what's happening.
All right. Come on, Crash Test Dummies again. Let's do it.
Come on.
No.
Don't even say that.
Every Friday at this time, we give you the opportunity to help us pick the music. Any song K-Rock's ever played, we call it Keep It 100.
I got to keep it 100.
Keep it 100, baby.
Keep it 100.
Keep it 100.
All right, some good choices we just missed this time around, you guys. From Azusa, Stu was going to ask for Sugar by System of a Down. Great choice.
Good song.
Still my favorite System of a Down song after all these years.
Best Armenians in rock.
Texter 101 was Jorge from Orange. He wanted to hear a little Jump Around, House of Pain. Great song. But neither of them were Texter 100. And the Texter 100, by the way, even though every single week we say, hey, text us, and then we're going to get you on the air and talk about your song, sometimes those people become strangely unavailable. So Michael in Corona has a song. And as we like to do, Beer Mug Theater is on the air. Michael in Corona joins us on the phone right now. Hey, Mike, how are you?
Good morning, Kevin and Bean.
Oh my gosh, the background, the backstory in this impression is going to be great when you hear it. But let him talk a little bit longer, and then we'll tell you the backstory to this. Go ahead.
So, I come Michael, to you on this, the day of my daughter's wedding, to request a Keep It 100 song.
Well, we're delighted to hear that. What's going on out in Corona today and this weekend, Michael? Any plans?
You know, we're going to sit down with the five families and try to hash out a deal.
Unbelievable.
I finally saw this movie, so I get it.
He was told right before we went on to do the Godfather voice, and this is what we got as a result. Right. This is unbelievable.
I didn't know he was actually going to play Don Corleone. I thought he was going to be Michael in Corona, but just with the voice is what I expected.
Wait, I thought he'd go with Michael, the son.
Yeah, could have been too.
Oh,
exactly.
Look at my Godfather knowledge, this bitches.
I mean, you guys, he's doing a woman who's dying of throat cancer.
By the way, Jensen, Allie, sorry to get the aside here on Keep It 100. Allie finally buckled to peer pressure and watched the first Godfather movie, mm-hmm. which is acknowledged to be one of, if not the greatest movie of all time.
Most likely,
but
yeah.
will not watch Godfather 2.
Well, wait till you get to three.
But two is
but
even better,
say
though.
Two is
it's a best picture.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
I'm
please
very
do.
Busy.
All right, Michael, what song did you choose today and why, please?
After thinking long and hard, I would like to hear Yeah, Zero.
That's a great choice, Michael and Corona. Michael. Thank you for listening to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Great impression of Grandpa Simpson.
and thanks for being on Keep It 100.
Keep It 100.
Shake it like a ladder to sun. Makes me feel like a madman on the run. Find me never, never far gone. So get your leather, leather, leather on.
Keep it 100.
Yeah, yeah, yeahs, you guys, who, by the way, just apparently were amazing along with LCD Sound System at the Hollywood Bowl in May. They just played recently, and that is a great band. Always fun to listen to. Thank you to Michael and Corona for making the suggestion on Keep It 100 today. By the way, he sounded like a very nice man, too. I'm glad we got a chance to chat with Michael.
That was okay.
I hope he gets that thing out of his throat.
Allie, I ask you every year to test your memory. Mm-hmm. That song was a big K-Rock song in what year,
yes,
please?
Yes, I just distinctly remember listening to that a lot in the year 2010.
You are so close.
Nine.
It was 2009.
I would have been wrong, too.
Hey, that's real good, by the way. That's real good. That song was very popular at the time. It was used on Beverly Hills 90210, Gossip Girl, Ugly Betty. It was on the soundtrack to the Tony Hawk Ride video game as well, and it still sounds great today. Thanks again to Michael and Corona. We'll do it again next Friday as we keep it 100 here on the... You're listening to the world-famous K-Rock at 106.7 KROQ on a Friday.
Friday.
By the way, Kat Corbett, I've not received your ruling on Frye. Jensen is in. Kevin is way out. Allie is way out. Where do you fall on Frye?
I flip-flop on Frye.
Do you?
Really?
Yeah.
It depends on who says it.
Yeah. What about Bean saying it?
No, absolutely not. No.
Amen, Kat.
I was afraid of that. All right. Time for our final look at what's happening here for the week. What's going on?
Well, before we get to what's happening, Chip has 17 shows this weekend, I understand.
I think we just added another one.
Okay.
They're up to 18. So we just got back from Sturgis. We did a week out there. We are playing in L.A. and Orange County this weekend. Tonight we're doing Echo Park Rising.
Mm-hmm.
We're playing in Lot 1, which is 1533 West Sunset Boulevard. If you want to see Wilhung Hart, we go on at 10 o'clock.
Okay.
And then tomorrow, K-Rock Locals Only presents Feedback Fest. It's a festival we put on,
nice.
My band. We got like 8 bands tomorrow at the Wayfair in Costa Mesa. Go to wayfaircm.com. It's $15. We have a tattoo bus there. We have K-Rock will be down there. You can also go down and register to vote. It'll be a really fun event tomorrow night, too.
Wow.
And again, Chip's band's name, if you missed it, is Wilhung Hart. So a couple of chances to see him this weekend. All right, what else is going on?
Well, I'd like to tell you about Tom Cruise, who's reportedly being lined up to play the lead Green Lantern in the forthcoming Warner Brothers DC Comics film, Green Lantern
Wasn't Green Lantern the movie that almost killed Ryan Reynolds' career?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
This whole thing is odd. This whole, Tom Cruise? Really?
It is age strange, right? I mean, I've read the comic book for most of my life. I think the age doesn't add up.
Well, it sounds like there's a...
Is it like the day before retirement?
There are a whole core of them.
The last day when he gets murdered on the last day in the field?
Well, yeah. This report also claims that he said he'll only sign on to do Green Lantern Corps if one major part of the film's script has changed. The part which sees his Green Lantern character...
Hating Scientology.
Yes. He's like, I will not do that. No. His character being killed off. So does that mean he doesn't want to die because he'd like to be in more of them because
he likes
it'll
money?
Be a hit?
Yeah.
Tom Cruise can't die in any movie.
Well.
Tom Cruise can't die.
Has he died in a movie?
I don't know.
That's a great question.
Die another day? He kept dying. In
Each
Edge
day.
Of Tomorrow, yeah.
Yeah.
It was like Groundhog Day, but science fiction.
Yeah,
so he died
yeah.
a lot in that movie. And then he's also dead, although a bit of a spoiler. So if you haven't seen this movie in the last 15 years, maybe turn off your radio. He kind of dies in Vanilla Sky.
That's true.
No one has ever gotten to the end of Vanilla Sky.
No.
Come on.
How dare you?
I get to the part where he's alone in Times Square, and I go, what is this BS? And then it's gone.
And also, at the end of Top Gun, there's that murder-suicide that happens at the end.
I'm not sure you're right about that.
Another spoiler, but yeah, it's a great ending. You guys should check it out.
I can't picture Tom Cruise as a superhero, but I will say... Despite the fact that he is an enormously famous celebrity and star, mm-hmm. he's also a terrific actor.
Yes.
And if it's a good script and it's a good director, there's no reason why he couldn't pull it off.
He's so hot now.
He is.
Yeah.
He is. I still say Magnolia. Best role.
I think it's his best because I think it's closest to his character.
Yeah.
To
you're
real
probably
life.
Not.
And I love that, right?
Yeah.
It's good.
Whack
nasty.
Hey, guys, stop holding hands. It's super weird.
All right, Carrie. USA has given a series order to Treadstone, a TV spinoff of Universal's Bourne film franchise. You know that, Matt Damon, right?
Mm.
It's interesting. It's going to explore the origin story and present-day actions of a CIA black ops program, of course, known as Treadstone.
USA! USA!
Uh-huh.
USA!
Right. So if you've always wanted to know the origin story of Matt Damon's character, you can watch it on USA, but it won't be Matt Damon. So can I interest you in that? No? All right. Can I interest you in this? Because it makes me laugh so hard. The Kelly Clarkson Show, which is Kelly Clarkson's next TV talk show project, has filmed their pilot. And according to Entertainment Tonight, the program includes laughs, tears, and a motif that led the audience to believe they were inside a barn.
What?
Boy. The whole set looks like you're in a barn.
Like a Cracker Barrel?
I love it so much.
Like Hee-Haw is back on my TV?
A little bit.
Oh,
listen,
Kelly.
I don't hate this. Her first celebrity guests include Josh Groban, Terry Crews, and Chloe Grace Moretz. Here's where they lost me. It's being described that her style is less Oprah, more Kelly Ripa, and I'm out.
You know, she cried 3 times during the pilot?
What?
That's Kelly Clarkson did?
I mean, yes. Because she got very emotional talking to people, and she talked to people at a homeless shelter, and she cried. She's just real.
3 times.
She's real.
Isn't she, I'm thinking about this barn thing, isn't she from like Oklahoma or someplace?
Yeah, I think she's a Texas girl. Yeah, she's got total country roots.
All right.
Don't you remember American Idol?
It's been a long time now.
Oh, that was the only good year.
I'm telling you, if I had to give a talk show to any American Idol person, I'm creating the Sanjaya show. Like,
are
tomorrow.
You?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm putting him in a barn, too, for no reason. Yeah, not even.
Such good hair.
Don't even explain it.
Yeah, you're probably right. The show is aiming for a fall 2019 release.
She has that X factor, though, Kelly Clarkson. You automatically like her and root for her.
So likable.
Very likable.
So likable. I love her on The Voice. I think she's adorable. I will watch it, and especially if it looks like it's in a barn. But if I pick up any Kelly Ripa-ness from her.
Gone.
Done. All right. Speaking of done.
Really?
Pat Corbin.
I haven't even started yet.
What's happening this weekend?
I know we normally don't talk about theater in Los Angeles, but we're doing a 90s weekend, so I thought this fits perfectly, and it's getting rave reviews. It's been actually extended through September at the 1111 Theater on Kings Road in West Hollywood. It's a play called Famous. It's kind of like a dude in the 90s who becomes like a superstar, and then the drugs and the sex and all that stuff. So very 90s centric. Mm-hmm. And in September, J. Michael Troutman from Shameless and Longmire, he's going to be in the cast. So that's a nice little 90s thing. If that's your jam, I say go to that. Check out Famous. You can always hit me up for all this info, by the way. All right. McDonald's in Downey. I had no idea, but they are the oldest operating McDonald's restaurant.
Really?
Yes. Mm. The oldest, still standing.
Now, forgive my ignorance here. They're not the first, though, right? It's just they're the, because wasn't it like in Lakewood or someplace like that? I don't remember exactly where.
I think the one in Downey is on Lakewood Boulevard.
You guys know Michael Keaton he created McDonald's.
I think that was just the movie.
What?
Yeah, the documentary. Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, the documentary. Yeah.
Imagine my surprise. I haven't seen the documentary, so I'm completely.
He's a multi-talented guy, acting and creating McDonald's.
This says the oldest operating McDonald's restaurant is a drive-up hamburger stand on Lakewood Boulevard at Florence Avenue in Downey, California. Third McDonald's restaurant. So is that the one where your event is at?
Yeah, it's the 65th birthday. And tomorrow they're doing like everything from 1953. Like there's going to be classic cars. They're going to have like classic outfits, uniforms.
Nice.
So if you're looking to go to McDonald's, I think you might want to go to the one in Downey tomorrow.
Will they roll back the prices to 1953?
See, that's the jam, right?
Will they bring back Speedy, the hamburger mascot that I liked so much?
Oh, he's a...
Remember Speedy?
He's no longer with us.
Will they bring back E. coli? No? All right, fair. I'll allow. Also, K-Rock, no longer sponsored by McDonald's.
All right, and this last thing, it confuses me a little bit because it's this thing going down in Lakewood, speaking of Lakeview Terrace, sorry. This is to increase swimming and water safety throughout L.A., this event.
Okay.
So what's going to happen at Lakeview Terrace at the Hanson Dam Aquatic Center, the movie screening of the movie Jaws... Mm-hmm. You know, to go along with water safety.
Okay.
A huge mechanical shark they're going to put in the aquatic center.
What?
And
okay.
There's free food. This is free. There's popcorn. The things they list, free food, popcorn, water, and hot dogs. Those are
all
free.
Right. It's not wrong.
And a big mechanical shark. And you can register for swim lessons and get in the pool, I think, with the shark.
I would assume so. It's a huge pool. They've got like a huge slide that comes down. It's kind of rad.
Okay, so yeah. to get like a selfie with a giant mechanical shark, I'd be in.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
You don't have to keep calling it a dam aquatic center, though.
Well, that's what it's saying. Hanson Dam Aquatic Center.
All right. I just felt like that was aggressive.
Yeah. Guys, they have popcorn, water, and hot dogs.
All right. I'm in. I'm totally in.
One more thing, Kat, to add to your list is an event that Jensen is going to be at tomorrow that sounds like, for a very specific number of people, is going to be the coolest thing you'll do all year.
Listen, it is a pin and patch expo in Anaheim, and they're expecting 7,000 people at it. It's free to get into. I will be there. I have a weird pin company called Patty LaPel. We'll have a little booth there. But there's like hundreds of vendors, pins and patches and all sorts of crazy things. And I think it is free to get into on Instagram. They are Patches and Pins Expo.
So funny, we had a ska band on this morning. Now we're talking about pins. I really do feel like we're going back to the 90s.
I love Patti LaPel.
Oh,
I posted the Step Brothers pin, and actually a couple friends bought one.
I'll take it.
Yeah. I bought two.
I'll take it.
Mm. That's money in Jensen's pocket right there, Kat.
I mean,
no
every
idea.
Time I get about a dollar, so yeah. Thank you.
Well done.
Mm-hmm.
Some birthdays for you. Lil B. Lil Pump. Lil Belinda Carlisle. Okay, Belinda Carlisle. Donnie Wahlberg. Robert De Niro. My God. And Sean Penn.
How old is De Niro?
I
106.
Don't, yeah.
Still
that's
awesome.
What's happening.
Okay. Thank you, Allie. Hey, on your drive home today, I bet you can't guess what I'm about to ask you, but at 5 p.m., you ought to listen to Stryker's commercial Free For All. It's a random act of helpfulness from the SoCal Helpful Honda Dealers, and it is a lot of fun. If you like our Keep It 100 feature that we do on Friday, it's a whole hour of that where people calling in and asking for songs. Great show coming up on Monday. We have great news like we do. Also, Rob Corddry, our friend from Ballers, is going to be joining us.
Nice.
And what's this new game we're going to be debuting with you, Jensen, your final day filling in for Kevin?
Well, I'm very excited for this. It is the debut of a game that I like to call, is this a Warped Tour band or an episode of Twilight Zone? They sound exactly
nice.
Alike.
Okay.
I have a bunch of suggestions and options for you to pick from, but they are literally the same thing.
That sounds like fun. By now, we should really be further into the music than we are here with Don't Bogart, but we can play it now and sing along as we head into the weekend. Have a good one. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. We enjoyed it.
Don't Bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
You guys are assholes. Except for you, Allie.
Don't Bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Good morning, chumps.
Roll another one.
Oh, hello.
Just like the other one.
What made you think that it was cool to say
this
that?
This one seems to be about quit.
I'd rather you Google it.
And I need another hit.
Whoa, that's okay. This is a workplace, okay? We don't talk like that here. You should get on home with that kind of talk. Because this, I don't know what this is, but it's wrong.
Oh, that's right.
Really enjoy the bean.
This one seems to be about this mess.
Yeah, congrats on that.
I don't have another cent.
We're getting nothing done, my friends. We're getting nothing done.
No ho, Hank.
Just pass it around.
Get this week's done out of here.
Now hiring both locations.
Well, just pass it on down.
Well, you guys keep on blabbing, 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 blabbing. I'm getting out of here.
This gene is getting old, man. I'm hitting the road. Maybe I'll drop you a line someday from wherever I wind up in this crazy old world.
Can't we just call this? Send everybody home. Who cares?
Well, what they're doing now is to make sure that nobody didn't.
I know, but if you send everybody to the locker room, you don't have to worry about it. What are we doing here?
Well, that's terrifying.
Bong, bong.